Why do we say that everything bad that a human does is human nature shining through? But everything good is what exactly? Not natural? Not nature? And humans do way more good things than we do bad things. So where do we get this idea that human nature is the evil in us and the good in us is not of us, not from us, I guess? Dr. Gabor Mate planted that idea in my head in a podcast that I cannot find. I can't find it. But the other thing he often says is, don't ask why the addiction, ask why the pain, which I love, because it implies a truth that everything has a positive intent. It has a goal. And addicts are choosing a drug. We choose what we're addicted to, whatever it is, for a positive intent, to calm ourselves down, to make ourselves feel good enough, to make ourselves able to talk to people and socialize. There are so many reasons. And I'm curious if our culture being so heavily Christian and growing up Christian, the story that we hear is from birth, you are a sinner. Hate the sin, love the sinner. But you're a sinner. Inherently, you are bad. Inherently, you can't trust yourself. Inherently, you must be obedient. You must follow the word of God. You must follow your elders. You must not question. You must not inspect your own feelings. You must not have doubt. And our culture is, there is a culture of people who are pushing back against that in some ways. And this radical self-love movement is coming from this broken mental health state of, okay, well, hating myself isn't working. I'm not loving people better because I'm judging myself more harshly. I don't love the world the way Jesus said to love the world if I hate myself and judge myself. The more grace I give me, the more grace I give you. And as that's starting to open people's eyes, I am curious, because the Bible is a book that has been translated over and over and over again and then reorganized and all of that, if we haven't gotten the most accurate version in our hands now, but we are acting like we do, like, well, that is the most accurate version. And maybe there are truths in there. And before, when I was a diehard Christian, I fundamentalist evangelical Christian, I kept trying to find the truest, clearest version of the Bible to read and trust. And there were tons of contradictions in it. And what frustrated me is that I had the most judgment for were the universalist Christians, because they felt like they were just picking and choosing what they wanted to care about from the Bible. And then when I started to look at it with an almost academic lens, being like, I want to know the truth in here. What is the truth? What are we supposed to be focusing on? I was like, wait, we're putting a lot of weight on sexuality, which the Bible doesn't talk about that much. And we're putting a lot of weight on hierarchy and obedience and then we give a lot of lip service to loving. And I actually really love that, you know, be nice to people, love people. But at the same time, we're doing a lot of self-hate stuff. And I started to recognize every church that I went into and every sect was picking and choosing. And I was like, universalist Christians aren't doing anything different. They're doing something radical, which I was trained not to do, which is trust themselves enough to go, we have a book that is an ultimate game of telephone and been manipulated by, I mean, you can look into this, but it's been manipulated by rulers and royalty to control their populations by taking the Bible, reordering it, rewording it a little bit, dispersing it the way they want to disperse it. And suddenly we all have an obedient culture. And the universalist Christians were like, some of this is very true. And some of this is a metaphor. And some of this might have been manipulated. And I'm going to have to learn how to trust myself and the divinity that God has put in me to figure this out. And I really vibe with that. And I don't know that I would even call myself a Christian now. I might call myself a Christian agnostic because I was raised Christian, kind of like people call themselves Jewish, but they're not practicing. But I love Pete Holmes quotes the road manager from AC/DC in his most recent special. In Pete Holmes' most recent special, he says, God is a blanket that we put over the mystery to give it shape. And I feel like where I'm at now is there is so much unknowable in the universe. And to claim a universally benevolent God is hard to do because there are a lot of atrocities in the world and people do awful things. But there is some magic that happens in the connection right now, the intention right now, like you watching and listening to this in some way are creating this. And at the very least, you're creating this moment. And the connection that's happening, that's something that is not seeable, but it is feelable. And I'm not claiming that there is a benevolent man in the sky. I actually think that is a metaphor. There is a force higher than all about all of us, and unknowable to us. And that force, maybe the interconnectedness between us and leaning into that and recognizing that perception is a reality. I can make my life filled with heaven, or I can make it filled with hell. I can choose in this life I don't know. I have so many thoughts on this and I'm learning a lot. But I hope, I don't think there ever is, as Anthony Bourdain puts it, a smug clarity of the mind where I just know what it is to be enlightened and what it is, what God is, if there is in fact a God. But I do believe in the magic of interconnectedness, and I do believe in the power of intention, because hope backed by action is a force to be reckoned with. It does feel like the universe conspires with you when you have phenomenal energy, when people just like being around you. I don't know if that's God in the traditional sense, but I think in action it is essentially what we said God was. It's love. It's love growing and feeding on itself to grow bigger. I think generosity feeds on itself. There are a lot of studies that prove when somebody gives to you, you give to someone else. We feed on each other. And maybe human nature isn't that we are good all the time or evil all the time. Maybe human nature is that we are connected. And no matter how much we try to deny that, it's true. It's undeniably true. And we will feed off of each other. We will synergistically create more of whatever we're doing, more love, more creativity, more darkness, more evil, more anger, more fear, more hope, more joy, more life. The magic of being human is how much we need each other and how much we affect each other. And I would say that my religion now is believing in that. We have this rugged individualistic culture that says, pick yourself up by your bootstraps, be a self-made man, need no one, feel nothing except for the things that are entertaining for others and not a burden. And the opposite of all of those has been the key to every great moment of my life. When I became vulnerable and broke down and became friends with my parents by just being radically transparent with them and them doing the same thing back to me. Same with my partner. Our relationship is always better and closer when I admit that I need him and I hate it, that I need him to love me and I need him to hold me and give me eye contact and to remove shame from needing each other and being afraid of rejection. It happens. I reject people. People reject me. And that sucks because we need each other. But it is the darker side of a gorgeous coin. That is what has made us what we are. Everything we've created and humans have created, literal magic, electricity, the phone I'm recording this on, the computer I'm putting audio into, the things around me, the home, the condo building that's holding my entire life right now, and the art on my walls. And look around you. And if you look around you right now, I am guessing you could list 100 things that humans have done because of our human nature. I hope you love your day. I hope you love you. Good Morgan.